There are nearly 20 million
military veterans in the U.S. Each week, we focus on their stories.
Powered by ConnectingVets.com.
This
is CBS
Eye on Veterans.
Eye on Veterans.
Here's Navy veteran Eric Dame.
Thanks for joining us for another hour of CBS Eye on Veterans. This time around, we'll talk to author Rebecca Klein Collins about her new book that she says can help vets succeed when going back to school.
Try to find the college that's going to work for the person that you are, not for the person that your Uncle Fred is.
We'll discuss some big news regarding the Blue Water Navy issue with AmVets Executive Director Joe Schinelli.
The court has said that the science is there, that it's clear that those veterans, those Navy veterans, should be eligible for the same presumptive conditions and be able to receive their benefit.
And Pat Murray of the VFW will join us to talk about the current battle over who should and shouldn't have access to care outside the VA under the Mission Act.
We don't want it to be an alternative where people choose to go outside the VA. We want it to be used only if needed.
Thanks to the amazing GI Bill benefit available to us, for many veterans, going back to school is step one of their plan for post-military life. But it can be a difficult and even frightening transition to go from soldier, sailor, marine, or airman to full-time student. To get some tips on how vets can best prepare for that experience, I spoke to Rebecca Klein Collins, Associate Vice President of Research at the Council for Adult and Experiential Learning and author of the book Never Too Late, The Adult Student's Guide to College.
One of the first things to be aware of is that, not every college is going to be the right choice for every returning adult student. So you may have a relative or a friend who had a really great experience at a certain college and really recommends it highly. You should absolutely look at that. But keep in mind that not every college is going to be the right fit for you. And so it's really important to take a look at what your own needs are in terms of, what your current life situation is, whether you're working full time, whether you're caring for family members, or working part-time, and try to find the college that's going to work for the person that you are, not for the person that your Uncle Fred is. So that's like one thing, is really just make sure that this is all about you and not about somebody else's experience.
Go ahead.
Sure. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, when it comes to the course of study, for example, for veterans, they may have done a job for 4, 8, 12, 20 years in the military. Should they continue on in something that they already know, or should they try to study something new, or does it depend?
I'm going to say it depends. It depends on a lot of things. First of all, it may be that somebody is really interested in having a change. It may be that you are perfectly fine doing that particular role in the military, but you want to do something different in your life. So that's one option. Another option is to really parlay that experience into something equivalent in the civilian world. So there are a lot of former military folks who parlay their leadership experience into really great business careers, or a lot of people who have had such a great experience in sort of the public service and the safety role that they want to go into public safety kinds of jobs or first responder kinds of jobs in their civilian roles. And that's great too. Others may want to do something completely different. This might be their opportunity to go into teaching or to go into healthcare if they didn't have a healthcare role in the military. It's really your time to become the person that you want to be, to take on something new. And that's really going to be up to every veteran to make those choices on their own.
What should we look for when we're comparing schools? Is it just that major that we want to do? Is that the only thing? Or are there other aspects that we should be looking out for when picking a school to go to?
Well, absolutely. You want to make sure that it has the right program for what it is you want to do in, once you get that degree or credential that you're going for. But there are also some other things that are going to make your experience very valuable and allow you to complete the degree, because that's the whole point. A lot of people start their degree programs and never finish because the program is just not the right fit for them. So you need to be thinking about some other things. So as I mentioned before, you know, are you going to be working full time, or are you going to be caring for family members? You need to find a college or university or other sort of post-secondary program that understands that that's the person you are today and that their program needs to fit around your schedule, not the other way around. So there are lots of colleges out there with very traditional programs where, you know, every semester starts in either September or January, goes for 15 weeks, and it's a face-to-face program meeting three times a week during a certain time. If that's not going to work with your schedule, don't sign up for that kind of a program, because you're not going to be successful. Find programs that are going to, you know, have more flexible scheduling or have more of a kind of, multiple kinds of enrollment periods and multiple start periods for courses. You want to find programs that might blend online learning with face-to-face instruction so that you can have a little bit more flexibility in your scheduling. And you want to find a college that is going to recognize the value of your military training to the person you are today and also the student you're going to be and the professional in the civilian world that you're going to be. And what I mean by that is that people who have dedicated many years to military service have had a lot of training in those roles and have learned an awful lot. And you come out of that with skills and knowledge and competencies that are not just valuable for those military roles, but actually have transferability to the kinds of knowledge and skills that are required for degree programs, or the kinds of knowledge and skills that employers are looking for. And the most important thing that you can do is to find ways to make that learning count. And in higher education, in post-secondary programs, what you want to look for are colleges and universities and other kinds of post-secondary providers who are going to give you opportunities to make that learning count toward that degree. So there are, for example, you will have a joint services transcript when you are released from the military that shows all of the learning that you have had. Or if you're in the Air Force, you're going to have the Community College of the Air Force transcript. You need to find a college that is going to recognize that learning and provide you college credit for that learning. And that's all going to be listed. The information on your joint services transcript, or the JST, is going to give those colleges all the information they need to evaluate and award some college credit for that. So that's one way to do that. There are other forms of what are called either prior learning assessment or recognition of learning programs that, even if it's learning that's not listed on your JST, if it's something that you've done on your own through independent study, you can find a way to evaluate that learning too and award it college credit. So that, you know, maybe a four-year degree program, if you earn enough credits through prior learning assessment or through your military training, you could cut off a year or even more of that time frame just through the learning that you already have. And so you really want to look for colleges that are going to sort of value the person you are today and meet you who you are, meet you where you are.
You may have a ton of credits on your military transcript, but schools have requirements on how many credits you have to take at the school to earn a degree and different things like that, correct?
That is correct. And so if there is, you know, if you're limiting yourself to a very specific type of degree program, for example, a nursing degree or something like that, where there's really very specific requirements for the degree, then translating a lot of your military learning into that and making it count towards that degree may be a little more challenging than if you were, for example, to go for a degree in business administration or liberal arts or management courses or things like that. So there are certain degrees that are going to allow for more options for that military training to be recognized. And that's something that you need to be clear about as you're going into that.
Up next, we'll have more of our talk with Rebecca Klein Collins, author of the book, Never Too Late, The Adult Student's Guide to College. CBS Eye on Veterans is back in a moment. Back now with CBS Eye on Veterans, powered by ConnectingVets.com. I'm Navy vet Eric Dane. We return to our talk with Rebecca Klein Collins, author of the book, Never Too Late, The Adult Student's Guide to College, which features an entire chapter devoted to helping vets prepare for and succeed in the college environment.
There's a program called Straighter Line. It's a company called Straighter Line, and there are other companies like this, but this is the one I know best, where they offer online course modules and then offer assessments that allow you to earn college, that allow you to have that learning evaluated, and then they'll provide you with some credit recommendations that you can take to a college. When you do those kinds of things, though, it can save you an awful lot of money because they're priced, they're at a very low price point. They will provide you the same amount of college credit as taking regular courses. But you have to make sure that the college that you are ultimately wanting to go to will take those credits. So that's sort of the number one thing. If you're going to go with one of those options, it's really important to make sure that you think in terms of the long term and make sure that you have a conversation with the college where you're intending to enroll for that ultimate four-year degree or two-year degree and make sure that they'll accept those credits. And I think I'm saving the best for last here, which is community colleges. You know, sometimes people have this view of community colleges as, oh, this is, you know, not the best opportunity for me, or maybe they have, you know, a reputation for this is where, you know, you get a substandard education. That is absolutely not the case. Community colleges are the best kept secret in our country, and because they are providing really great post-secondary courses for you to take and degree programs and credential programs in lots of different kinds of technical fields, it's really worth exploring. And they're at a very affordable price for anybody and really worth checking out. Even don't want to get the degree from the community college, it's a great way to get started, earn some college credits, and maybe accumulate enough credits to then transfer into a four-year program of your choice down the road.
I can use myself as an example there also for why community colleges can be beneficial. I graduated in the summer from high school. I didn't graduate on time. I was a horrible high school student. So when it came time to go back to school, I wasn't sure if it was the right fit for me. So first, before trying for a four-year school, I went to a community college and used it as kind of a testing ground for myself. Is that something you'd recommend as well before, you know, maybe applying to Harvard or Yale, figuring out if the school route is for you at a community college?
That's absolutely what a lot of people do and is a really great idea for anybody. And it's not just community colleges. There are other four-year institutions that will offer you the opportunity to take one or two classes at a time to get your feet wet. That, you know, if you have been away from the classroom for 5, 10, 15 years, it's absolutely a great idea to, you know, just start to get your feet wet and take a course or two in something that interests you, get a sense of what it's going to be like to add that to your schedule before you dive in and sign up for three or four classes at a time. And I would recommend another thing, too, is there, if you are, you know, sort of curious about, you know, if you're looking at the landscape and you are seeing, you know, I'm not sure how I'm going to fit this into my very, very busy life, but there is something called online programs, online learning that would work. But boy, that kind of scares me to be online and take all my classes online. I'm not sure what that's going to be like. There are lots of ways to take one or two online courses to get your feet wet too. There are also things called online free courses. They used to be called massive open online courses or MOOCs. And they're through programs like edX or Udacity or Coursera. These are all companies that have offered free online courses from professors who are at MIT and Harvard and Stanford and Georgia Tech who have put their courses online for people to take for free so they can get a sense of what it's like to get back into the learning mode and learn something new that they want to do. Some of these options can give you an option, an opportunity to take an evaluation at the end of it to possibly earn college credit, but most of them are not for college credit. But they might be another way for people to get their feet wet.
And of course, people can also get a lot of great information from the new book, Never Too Late, The Adult Student's Guide to College. This doesn't just have, you know, kind of dry information. It actually has quizzes and exercises and things that can really help a veteran considering going back to school out. Is that correct?
That's right. So it's designed for anybody who is thinking about going back to school. But there is a special section on veterans because I work for an organization. My organization is the Council for Adult and Experiential Learning. And for several years, we've been working with the McCormick Foundation in the Chicago area to, help a lot of the Chicago area colleges and universities improve how they're serving veterans. And so we really learned a lot from the past 7 years of doing this work, built up a lot of knowledge about what the experiences of student veterans are and what colleges should be doing to serve them well. And we wanted to make sure this book could share that information and be of use to the adult learner who also happens to be a veteran.
If people are interested in finding that book, where can they go to get it? Is it available online in bookstores?
It is available on several online bookstores. It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble, Target. It's in a lot of different places. I have not yet seen it in a store. So if you'd like to buy it from a local store, please ask them to stock it. And I'm sure that they will. And I've also seen it at public libraries. So that's another place to check it out.
I think a lot of people, after serving in the military, get out and see college as something that they're kind of wary of, something intimidating, something scary even. It doesn't need to be something scary for them, does it?
Absolutely not. As I said, as we talked about earlier, there are lots of ways to get your feet wet and to try out things in a small way so that you can sort of get used to it and start to realize that you can be successful at this. And, the book came about because the Washington Monthly was doing this new series of college rankings, looking at how to sort of evaluate colleges for the adult learner and what adults would value in a college that would serve them well. And so that's one of the reasons why this book came about. One of the things we wanted to make sure to include is really address this issue of people having some anxiety about going back to school, because it is a scary thing if you've not been in a classroom for a while, or if you've had a bad experience in high school or in an earlier attempt at college. That we understand that there are some anxieties about stepping back in the classroom. Yeah, am I going to be the oldest person in the classroom? Am I going to say something stupid? Or, I've always been told I'm not college material, so what am I doing here? There's so much in the initial pages of the book that really helps sort of talk through some of those issues. And I would also say that when it comes to veterans, these kinds of issues can take on a different flavor, because you're coming to a classroom where you don't know if anybody else in the classroom has had your experience in life. And you might be sitting next to a 19 or 20 year old in the classroom who doesn't look like they've been out of their state or has not seen the world or has not seen the things that you have seen in your military service or has not been asked to take on the kinds of leadership responsibilities that you have. It's a very different, group of people that you'll be with in college. But you'll recognize very quickly that a lot of people have a lot in common with you. They have their they have things that they are challenged with in their own lives, and that they've risen to meet those challenges themselves. And it'll turn out to be a really great way to recognize what you are bringing to the classroom and what others are bringing and what you can learn from them.
That's Rebecca Klein-Collins, Associate Vice President of Research at the Council for Adult and Experiential Learning and author of the book Never Too Late, The Adult Student's Guide to College, which is currently available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and IndieBound. Up next, AmVet's Executive Director Joe Schinelli will join us to talk about some important news regarding the Blue Water Navy Vietnam issue. You're listening to CBS Eye on Veterans, and we will be back right after this.